bless you tonight. Let us bow our heads at this time and pray for the people there in Connecticut where they've experienced such a tragedy. There among them, the killing of the children. Yes. And he's able to touch every life and everyone. And he's able to move into all the bereaved families. Even though that we don't know of, he knows. And we can assure it, ask him assuredly in faith and know that it's done for his glory and edification. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we praise you tonight and thank you. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding upon the people. Thank you, Lord. We know you. Nothing happened without you knowing it. And you, your will is perfect. You are perfect. Your way is perfect. And we thank the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's done. Thank you, Lord. Thank him for the answer. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you. Savior, like a shepherd leads us, much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our use thy fold prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thy.
Yes.
We are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus. Thou hast brought us thine. We are. Oh, yes. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Thank you, Master. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Wonderful King of King and Lord of Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time as you open your Bibles to the second chapter of Ephesians. Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Thou hast brought us. Yes, you did. Jesus, thou hast brought us, thine. We are. Bless you tonight, oh yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Ephesians 2. And he says, in the presence of Co-Pastor Miles and all of our friends and visitors that's in here tonight, Paul penned to the church as we take this approach tonight, analytical approach of looking at the scriptures. And you had equipped who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, but in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of our flesh and of the mind, were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Go to Romans 9 and let's see how he had loved us. And it says at the 11th verse, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Him that calleth is speaking of God. God. The 12th verse, it was said unto her, the elder should serve the younger. God is speaking. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. God's decision. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Can we talk against what God does? God forbid. For he said to Moses, God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So right here, this denotes that God make the decision again on whom he would be merciful toward. God make the decision on whom he will have compassion. The 16th verse, so then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Two things the scripture brings out. God's election that we've read and God choosing. It's all his decision. We couldn't attribute anything to cause God to have mercy on us, but God did it. Back in Ephesians 2, at the 5th verse, even when we were dead in sin, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. When we were dead in sin, God quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And had raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ, that in ages to come that he might show his exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Underline, through Jesus Christ. He didn't do it through our being good. He didn't do it through anything of us, but he did it through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, Now, if we could have merited up anything to cause God to do for us what he did in our initiating of salvation of our souls, giving us eternal life, then it would not be of grace. It would be of debt that God owed us for our goodness and our right works. I know it's a little crazy there to us, because we've, through the thousands of years or hundreds of years, as far back as many of us would know, some way we felt we became Pharisaic. These are not new scriptures. This is not a new translation. The word has been here all the time. But God reveals himself here little, there little. So through generations of time, he allowed man to operate in the light that has been given to him. Are y'all hearing me here? So the Jews had not faith, but they had works. And they could not please God because they did not have faith, they had works. We as Christians sneaked in, well, Satan gave us a little detour and we followed it. And we began to think it was our works or something about us that caused God to save us. Even though it was written here in Romans, as you just read, God pointed out how he makes his selection. And his selection, it's not based on anything that we have done. When he gave us the illustration of Jacob and Esau, you just read it, they hadn't done any evil nor any good, but that the election of God might stand of his own decision. He said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. So they didn't impress him one way or the other. They hadn't done anything. We hadn't done anything. But God made the choice of us. Then he said to Moses, I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So we can't boast in our being so willing that we wanted to run so fast. Because he said, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. But it is of God's own decision. Ooh, hallelujah, that he would have mercy upon. Are you hearing me here? So now then, he had saved us, amen, not by our works. We just read it. But we've been programmed about what has been said because of the light that had been given. Now we can really see even more so that these are the last days, because now more light is given. And what does this light do? It magnifies God. What does this light do? It points to Jesus. What does this light do? It take away our flesh. Are y'all hearing me here? Our good works, our good deeds, our this. You know what I say? These things that we have boasted in, we're seeing that how could we, amen, had merit anything? Are you hearing me here? Look at the 9th verse back there in Ephesians 9. So he says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Pharisees had things that they had been doing years and years before Christ. And that's what they tried to hold on to, but it was a working of their flesh. They did it on the outward show for the outward sign. They didn't do it from the heart, and they did it to get the praise of people. And some of us can rely on that have walked in both lights, that little light of flesh, but we were just doing the best we could. We would try to find a better testimony than the next. We went to church when we felt like it. We did what we wanted to do. We just, you know, operated in the capacity that we did. And we were always competing with one another. That's the same way the Pharisees were. The Pharisees was exactly like that because they were depending on their works. I'm reminded of the Pharisee that went to pray. And he stood up before God, Jesus said. And he thought he was righteous. And he despised others under that old regime where we worked and got our salvation, we could despise others and look down on them. We thought we were higher. Are y'all hearing me? And the Pharisee prayed, Lord, name not his goodness. I'm not like this old publican. I need myself. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on all that I possess. And Jesus said he went home. He was speaking to himself. God didn't hear it. Now we could see why the scripture say, when Jesus said he was speaking to himself with Paul of Pen, if we glory in our flesh, it's not before God. As he said, Abraham could have gloried. He said, but it wouldn't be before God. Hallelujah. Amen. So naturally, it's supposed to sound odd and crazy because we're coming against our flesh. And you know, our flesh is impotent against God. Do y'all know what I'm saying? So automatically, we ought to get rocks in our mouths and all frowned up because it's impotent. The light is shining. God is our all in all. Are y'all hearing me here? Somebody said, praise the Lord with me. Go to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, nor many mighty, nor many noble are called. He didn't say God didn't call any, but he didn't call many. It's of the flesh, all puffed up in themselves. Many that's boasting and relying in their own strength. Many noble or respected, highly respected, that would reject God because they feel like they haven't made. He said, not too many of them are called. But look at God at the 27th verse. God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised had God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Why did God do it this way? The next verse says that no flesh should glory in his presence. That's why he works the way that's so different from our thinking and our religious ideas that we have boasted down through the years. And now we're seeing this. Oh, God. He says at the 30th verse, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Now and then he that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Hallelujah to God. For he says, if we go glory, we have to glory in what God had done. He made Christ to be our wisdom, Christ to be our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. Are y'all hearing me here? Go with me into Galatians 2 and 20, where Paul had said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Look at this 21st verse. Underline these two verses. For I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ's death is in vain. if we had righteousness enough to get God to save us through our works, through our good deeds, well then Christ's death would be in vain. Are y'all hearing me? We wouldn't need him to die for our sins. We could get it all right on our own. Can y'all hear me in this house tonight? Go back to Ephesians 2:10. He says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Are you hearing me? See, religion will say, well, what you do? It cuts off. Religion can't grasp it. But what Paul is saying now, he's giving us the answer. We didn't work to get saved, but God created us while we were dead in sin and trespasses and made us a new creature. He created us unto good works, not evil works, but good works. And it wasn't an afterthought of God. Look at the verse. But which God had ordained before the world. He had ordained before. Had before ordained that we should walk in them. Are y'all hearing me here? Amen. Praise God. Amen. And now let's go to John, the 17th chapter. Now this happened before he created the world. John the 17th chapter and the 17th verse. Look at what Jesus prayed. These words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. As thou hast given him, God regulates those who come to Jesus. When did he do it? Before the foundation of the world. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Not because we were so willing he had mercy. That didn't have anything to do with it. I see it's hard to grasp it. Because we made God be just like man. But this is God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? This is God. This is God. He has a right to do whatever he wants to. That's who we're talking about. Not the God we created, but the God of all. Hallelujah. Creation. That's who we're talking about. Are y'all hearing me? Somebody said, praise the Lord. Look back at John. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he says now, at the second verse, let me read that again. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Jesus gives eternal life to as many as God had given him. Jesus didn't boast and say, I got you. No, God gave you. Are y'all hearing me? Glory to God. And he said, now this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. He said, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thine own self and with the glory which I had with thee. When? Before the world was. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He was with the Father before the world was. Can you give God a praise in this house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless God. Look at 1 Peter 1:18 as Paul penned to the Jews, not Paul, but Peter. Peter, 1 Peter 1:18, he was the apostle to the Jews. He was the apostle to the Jews. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. It's amazing. Hallelujah. Peter, an unlearned man, but he sent him to talk to the Jews because Christ was a stumbling block to the Jews. They couldn't see him. Are you hearing me here? the way the scriptures had said, and here's an unlearned man talking about it. But Peter said, he talked about what the Jews had boasted in. At the 18th verse, he says, "For as much as ye know, ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the traditions of your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained," when was it? After man sinned? Before the foundation of the world. "But was manifested in these last times for you, so that you can see what God had already set in motion and in plan." Now you hear me? Before the world was created. Hallelujah. Somebody said, "Thank you, Lord." So then, therefore, I remember I used to say, "God ain't never looked for a man to redeem us." I didn't know that was here. God ain't never looked for a man to save us from sin. Now, y'all hear me? I'm talking about natural man. But he had already, before man was created, amen, had a redeemer for man. Can somebody give God a praise in this house? Amen, amen. Amen. He could have called Moses and Abraham and all the rest, but nobody could die for our sins. And Jesus was not an afterthought of God. It was before man even sinned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. Hallelujah. "Well, verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world." Look at it. "But was manifested in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren." Unfeigned love is real love, not a false love, but a pure love, a real love. Now look, they had become religious and they had feigned love for one another. But Paul said, no, an unfeigned love, amen, you have faith in Christ. Are you hearing me here? Of the brethren, that ye love one another with a pure heart every now and then. Fervently with all your might. Are you hearing me here? Then being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, that by the word of God, which abideth, which liveth at least and abideth forever. Go back with me here to John. Hallelujah to God. 17:6. Look at what Jesus said. "I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world." Jesus said God gave him the ones that God had given him. He manifested the name of the Lord that God had given him out of the world. How did he make his decision of those who he would give to Christ before they were born? Before they had done any good or evil, that the election of God might stand, not of works, but of God's decision. The ones he gave him out of the world, and the one that God decided to give to Jesus, not because they were willing, not because they could run, but it was just because God made the decision to do so. Hallelujah to God. Are y'all hearing me here? Hallelujah. He says, "And thine they were, thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy words. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I had given unto them the words which thou gavest me. They have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. No, God, you have given me those out of the world. These are the one now I pray for. He died for the world so that the world of men would have a chance to get right. Are y'all hearing me here? Are y'all hearing me here to receive the goodness of God, the blessings of God? But now, but those whom God had given Christ before the foundation of the world, he said, I'm praying for them. Hallelujah to God. Somebody praise the Lord in here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, he is our advocate. Jesus is. Are y'all hearing me here? Hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he say, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou givest me, for they are thine. All and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. How is he glorified in us? God made Jesus to be our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. Somebody give God a praise in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 So the right things that we do is Christ in us. Our being set aside is Christ in us. Our thoughts are Christ. The person of Christ is in us. All that power within you, Jesus is your righteousness. Jesus is our redemption. Jesus is our sanctification. Jesus is. Jesus is. And he's in you. The hope of glory is in you. Life is in you. Health is in you. Success is in you. Jesus in you. Victory over the world in you. Sanctification in you. If any man glory, let him glory in the cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is at the cross. At the cross. At the cross where he was made sin for us. At the cross. At the cross where he suffered for us. At the cross. At the cross. At the cross. All perfect God. You don't have to worry about your works being in vain, because it's him working through you, your good works. You don't have to worry about your good works being rejected, because that's him working through you. Oh, it's Christ in you. It's Christ in you. It's Christ in you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the word tonight. And I just praise you, Lord, for the working of your Holy Spirit as it ministers unto us and magnifying you, Lord. Glory to God, we thank you for the glory that you have shared upon us. Thank you for the justification. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God Almighty, and I bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. It's
spite of ourselves, he believed in us. He believed that we would believe. Woo, can y'all hear what I said? And he died for us when we weren't believing. Yes, Lord. Bless you. Woo, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Those that would like to testify, let's form the line where we usually testify. Brother Perkin would further conduct the service.
Praise him, Sister Bass. Share with us your testimony.
I just thank God for just being here tonight because it was just, I had to be here tonight. And just having, I can't explain it in words. It's just, I just had to be here in service on tonight. And just being here, I got what I need. I got all that I need. Just being here in service on tonight, it was just I had to be here. And I thank God for it.
Amen.
Sister Young, share with us what God has done in your life.
God just keeps on blessing me over and over again. I thank God for my being here on tonight. I thank God for my mind. I thank God for my mind being stayed on him. And I thank God for all the services that we've been having, how Apostle is going into the word deeper and deeper. And my mind is just opening up. And God is blessing me with wisdom and knowledge. And I thank God for the mind to be in service tonight. Continue to lift me up for the Lord, and I'll be doing the same for you.
Amen.
Evangelist Walker, we're waiting to praise the Lord along with you. Share with us your testimony.
I thank God for the word that Apostle brought on tonight because my mind has just been so illuminated. You know, I knew some things that Jesus had done, but when Apostle was saying about he's our wisdom and our redemption and our sanctification, the scriptures popped in my head even more that all things that pertain to life and to godliness, he has put those things inside of me. And you know, I've sung this song at the cross so many times, it just came so alive that I can be happy all the day, just resting in Jesus and just knowing the work that he has done. I don't have to add nothing to what he has done or try to justify my own self, but it's the work that he has done in me that's causing me to be victorious over and over again.
Amen. Evangelist Harris, share with us your testimony.
Through it all, you know, I thank God for the peace that surpasses all understanding. You could come into this place, my God, just this place, like I said on last Friday night, just a peaceful place. God has given us a place of refuge. I'm telling you, a peaceful place of refuge. I thank and praise God for this place on tonight. Because, you know, my neighbor had and called me yesterday that her son had custody of his two children, and they had moved to California. And his wife had and came and took the kids, and she was so upset. So the first thing she did, she called me, and she was telling me about it. And then today, what happened today and with the shooting and everything. And I thank God, you know, for us being in a place where people can just see Christ in our life, and they can call and they want prayer, and they feel comfortable in telling us their problem and asking us for prayer. And you know, cause she said, she said, what you doing? I said, getting ready for church. She said, you just went to church last night. I said, no, I ain't go last night. I went Wednesday night. I said, tonight is our prayer and anointing service. But I praise God that we know we can, have been taught things like this. We've been taught a long time ago that things like this was going to happen. And so, you know, we don't get upset and out of whack because the Bible teaches us about all these things. And the man of God, as he go forth, he had been teaching us about these things. So we don't get all upset and out of whack because of what's going on in the world, because the Bible teaches us those things and we have been taught here. And I thought about our president today, his heart. It's, you know, was toward God and toward the people, and I thought about how Pastor prayed for our leader, you know, of this country. I seen the heart of God in the man, you know, and I thought about Apostle Smith, you know. I said, you know, just like our apostle, that man loved people too. You know, it touches my heart, but I thought about how Apostle Smith prayed for the president. And I seen something in there. God moved in a great way, y'all, today. God is so good. I thank God for the man of God because he didn't have to go that way to pray for the man to be as he is. And I know it's a result of this man praying for him. I know it's a result of my being here. God covers us. Because many of us are home alone. And God is keeping us. Because people are scared to go out their house. My neighbor is scared to go out of her house at night. But I go in and out mine. Because I know it's God that keepeth me.
Yeah.
It's God that keepeth us. So we don't have to fear. Just like he's saying tonight, it's God is our redemption. It's God is our sanctification. It's in Christ Jesus. And if you don't know him, you're going to be scared and bound up if you don't know him. But if you know him, you're going to be free. I thank God for the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus and what we are taught in this ministry. Let us continue to love and pray one for the other.
Amen.
I praise God for being here tonight and for the word of God that had gone forth. And this is so much that's going through my mind. I really don't know hardly which one to say, but I praise God for what Apostle had said about God just loving us and caring about us, and Jesus died for us, and he's just really, really, you know, our all in all. And when we pray to him, he answers our prayers. And sometimes I don't even like myself sometimes, but he does. And he's not swayed by what we do, whether it's right or wrong, that is going to control whether he loves us. His love is just constant. No matter which way we go, that part is just, you know, up to us. And I just want to thank God for answering prayer on tonight and for keeping me and for all that he's done for me. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Brother Lewis, share with us your testimony.
Praise God, everybody.
Praise him.
I would like to give God thanks. Possibly said we would have a prosperous week. Okay, I sold two cars in a row. And the one I sold today, it amazed me because we have to write down the VINs and stuff on the wash slip. And I was looking at the VIN, And while I was writing down the VIN, I never seen a VIN say the word that I seen. I seen it say it God. It said God. And I looked at it and I told the detail people, I say, look at that. And they looked at it. And the guy was amazed about it. He said, I never seen one like that. I said, well, I guess it was God telling me it was him that did it. I thank God for you giving us the word, because two calls in a row, I don't think I did that before.
Amen, amen. Let us unite in praising God for what he has done in our sisters and brothers' life. Amen.
Beloved, God bless you today. As Romans 4:1, read with me if you can, to the 8th verse. What shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaineth to the flesh, had found? For if Abraham was justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. If Abraham had had works of righteousness to boast in, to boast as why God had called him, well then God would have been indebted to Abraham. It would not be of grace. Grace is an unmerited favor. And so Abraham did not earn grace. He couldn't work to buy grace. Neither can we. But it says at the 5th verse, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. If we could just believe in God and believe on what he has done, amen, and see ourselves as we are, and know that God is having mercy and grace upon us and sparing us, all because of his decision, but nothing righteousness of ourselves. But are you hearing me here? For David said at the 6th verse, even as David has ascribed the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
And I tell you, much of this sounds strange. When God's Spirit began to unfold these scriptures to me, it was a blockage there, because I thought it was something of me that caused God to save me per se, something of my flesh, some good works, because I could sing good, or because I could play in the key of C and the key of B flat on the piano. All of these things, that's what I offered up. They were good deeds that would cause God to save me so he could use me more. But when I began to open the scriptures by the aid of the Holy Spirit, began to show more light of the scriptures, it was nothing good of myself, but it was all just a decision that God made himself, not my works of righteousness. And when you read in all the epistles, somewhere, it's nothing of ourselves, but it was all God. And when you check the scripture even further, it says God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world unto himself. I used to declare in an early part of the ministry, we had a saying how God called Moses and he was a murderer and Abraham was a lion. He couldn't use them. But I have always declared before God brought me to see it in the scripture that he never have tried to get man to save man from sin. God has always, hallelujah, had Jesus there to save our sin, save us from sin. Only Jesus can get our sins washed away. And finally, these years, I see it so plainly. It's been in my Bible all the time, like it's been in yours. But God gives us revelation knowledge here, a little and there, a little, so that we can get better. Not for us to do like the Pharisees, fight it and call it the wrong thing and etc., but to listen to what God is saying. Whenever we deviate like the Pharisees or like the Jewish nation did and begin to mingle and bring in things of the world in order to satisfy those that's supposed to be living for God into our worship and religious things, we do stray off and flesh does take over, because God is a jealous God. And Israel always would follow the idol gods, go into captivity, go into poverty, all because they were following and worshiping gods of the other nation instead of remaining faithful to the true God, who identified himself as being a jealous God. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. So it has come down. This is just not something that just popped up overnight, but this has been going on thousands of years. Man would yield to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and it would cause them to leave the true essence of what God is really saying and showing. But yet God have the word written here, because God knew all of this would be, but he decided the time to disperse more and more wisdom and knowledge. As he had said in the last days, he told Daniel to seal up the book, but the knowledge will increase in the last days. So now we have to put God back in the right place and give him the perspective, give him the respect where he is, and give Christ the respect of where he is and who he is. He is to have preeminence over our lives, and he ought to have preeminence, first place in our lives, over our lives, and concerning our lives. But if we bring in anything else and try to make it be number one, then we are opening the door to be led off into more deception, and more bad luck, as we would say, and things happen atrociously in our lives, all because we are putting God, we're making him an option instead of a necessity. We making him a part instead of letting him be the head. Oh, God bless you. Come on out to St. John's Deliverance Temple and worship with us. We're located at 2621 Ralston Road.
And greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. I am Sister Alice Franklin, and you're listening to the broadcast of St. John's Deliverance Temple Incorporated, emanating from our sanctuary at 2621 Ralston Road, Mobile, Alabama 36606. Our sponsors are many of you, our beloved friends, the ACS Ministries, and our membership. New supporters are welcome. Pray for us and send a monetary contribution to Post Office Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601, or bring it when worshiping with us. All contributions are tax deductible, and we thank God for your support. We're the little church with a mega ministry outreach, with a universal thrust, reaching men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. So do let us hear from you real soon. Again, send all of your correspondences to Post Office Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601. That's P.O. Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601. Now, our 24-hour prayer line is available. Just dial the word healing along with area code 251 and leave your message. And beloved, no matter how hopeless and adverse your circumstances may appear, remember, God is near and Jesus will deliver you.